brand new show, From My Mind to Yours. I'm a psychic medium, and at 21, I'm one of the youngest professional psychics around. I work on hauntings, ghost investigations, criminal cases, as well as doing personal readings to help people connect with their loved ones and give them some guidance into their life. On this show, I'll be covering a variety of topics, everything from hauntings, crime cases, paranormal subjects, as well as helping anyone who'd like to call in connect to their loved ones, and hopefully give people some advice about the future. If you'd like to call in to get a free on-air reading from me at any time, or to make a comment about any of the stuff discussed on the show, you can call toll-free if you're in the United States. The number is 1-888-268-4313. International callers, the number is 281-419-7697. Tonight, since I'm a younger psychic, I'd like to discuss children who show signs of psychic abilities. But before I get to that, I want to tell you all about a new project that I have started. It's called the Missing Persons Project. The goal of this project is to bring together some of the world's most famous, most legitimate, and most accurate and qualified psychics. The psychics involved in the project are Carrie Schubert, a talented psychic medium, Scott Christensen, someone whom I personally listen to on the radio and have gotten to know, Eva Herr, a medical intuitive who's worked on missing persons cases in the past, and myself. The website is www.missingpersonproject.org. What this project does, basically, is brings together psychics to help families locate missing persons. The focus isn't psychic detective work in the sense that we don't work to stop to find and apprehend criminals. We work to help families who have either lost touch with a loved one, who've had a child kidnapped, or have had a family member disappear. There's a lot of information on the website about all of the psychics, about the exact work that all of us do. There's profiles about us there. There's also the option of submitting a case to us. When you submit a case, we will review it and decide if you'd like to work on it. Even if you're not interested in directly working with one of our psychics, if you have lost a loved one in the family or have a missing person that you know of, the site also connects you with other resources that can help you. It can put you in touch with police departments in your area. It is growing. It is a new project, so check back. And again, the website is www.missingpersonproject.org. We do prefer work directly with the families or the police department as opposed to friends who have lost relatives, just because we don't feel we should be getting involved in cases in which the family does not support us. Also, before we get to our main topic tonight, I'd like to share some of my predictions with you. The economy has been pretty bumpy this year, and there's actually going to be an economic upswing toward the end of December, so that's a really good time for you to make all of your investments. However, I still wouldn't recommend making any major investments going into next year because I do think that the economy is going to be rocky, and I do think that next summer is going to deal a particularly hard blow to the economy. I'm also cautioning people against traveling in the India-Pakistan region during the second half of November. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but I do think that there's going to be violence in the area, and I don't think it's going to be safe for tourists or travel. So stay out of the India-Pakistan region. And I have family in that area, too, so it's important that I talk about India and Pakistan. And if you read my website, you know that I predicted Bush's approval ratings going down in August, which they did. And I do actually think his approval ratings are going to go up early next year, around January. If you'd like to read more of my predictions, you can go to my website, which is www.psychicmichael.com. You can read all about me at the website. And there's also, like I said, all of my predictions there. And if you'd like to arrange a private reading with me, you can do that, again, at my website, which is psychicmichael.com. Pretty easy to remember. Like I said before, I'm one of the youngest internationally known practicing psychics around today. And while I do professional readings now, I've been having psychic visions, seeing spirits and ghosts, and predicting the future for a long time. Ever since I can remember, everyone in my family always...
Michael?
Yes.
We have someone online. You want to speak to him?
Okay, great.
Okay, one moment. I'll put him through.
Caller, are you there?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. Did you have a question?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just had a question for you. I was just curious to know, to know whether I would be getting an internship here in Erie.
What is? Can I have your first name, please?
Yeah, I'm Prashant speaking.
Okay, and you're wanting to know if you're going to get an internship in the United States?
Yep.
Yeah, I actually think that you're going to, it feels like engineering for a larger corporation. And I think that actually within the next 2 months, you're going to be receiving an internship because I actually see you working in the United States for a while. And I eventually see you getting like a permanent visa to stay and work here. And eventually, you know, after you get the internship, I think that you're going to continue to work for another large company in engineering. But yes, I do definitely think that you're going to get an internship.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything
else?
Thank
you very much. And, yeah, I was also curious to know, in which part of the United States will I be actually working on?
California.
California?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks for your service.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate your service to the public.
Thank you very much. It means a lot.
Bye.
Have a good night. All right. That was our first caller on From My Mind to Yours. Like I was saying, I have been psychic my entire life. I come from a long line of psychics. My mom is psychic, my grandma is psychic, and my late aunt was also a psychic. Not everyone is as open to their gifts, and not all of our gifts operate in the same way. But I do come from a psychic family. So, growing up, it was a little difficult because I could never keep any secrets from my family. Children are some of the most naturally psychic people around today because they haven't been told they can't do things or they can't be a psychic. And I'm finding more and more of my clients who do have children are expressing concern and interest in their child's psychic ability. I'd like to talk about some of the signs of psychic children. And since I was a psychic child and since my mom had to deal with me, not all of the signs are positive. One of the first signs of a psychic child is that they talk about excessive shadows or seeing things around their room when they go to bed. A lot of times that they'll see these things at night is because it's when the body is the most relaxed before sleep. And growing up, before I would fall asleep at night, I would always see things floating around my room or things moving. And even though I couldn't make them out, I knew they were more than just shadows. Another sign is that they'll know things about the family or know things about relatives that they've never been told. I was able to describe my great-grandparents' physical description exactly, even though I never remember meeting them. I was too young when they both passed away. Another sign is seeing ghosts. And my little brother, who's 6 years old, is actually a psychic as well. And one of the most special experiences I've had with a psychic child was when I was bringing him home after we'd been at the movies. And I saw a spirit standing on our porch. And I looked at Ethan, and I saw he was staring at exactly the same thing. And I had him describe the spirit that he saw to me. And it was just really special being able to share that with someone else, especially someone as young as Ethan. Another one of the signs of a psychic child is that they'll often feel crowded, like the walls are closing in on them, or they might not like going in public.
Michael, we have another caller.
Okay, great.
A lady named Nicole. Shall I put her through?
Yep.
One moment. Nicole, you're online with Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Fine.
Did you have a question?
Well, I wanted you to tell me about my love life. Like, me and my boyfriend just recently broke up.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Go ahead.
Pardon?
Yeah, you're going to meet someone else, actually. I don't think that... I don't really see you getting back together with the boyfriend. But, yeah, you're going to meet someone else. I feel like there's a Paul is either the first name or strongly connected to him. And I feel like you're going to meet him in the middle of December. So because I feel right now you're still sort of, grieving your last relationship and still working through it and getting on. And I actually feel like you do need a little break. And, I mean, a month and a half isn't too long of a break, really. And so I do see you meeting someone in the middle of December. And I think you're going to meet him actually when you through a mutual friend or when you're out with your friends. And I think he has really prominent eyebrows, darker hair, and darker eyes. And I think he has, like, a more business-oriented job. So that's what I see coming up in terms of your love life.
So you don't see me getting back together with this guy at all?
No, I don't actually think it would be smart to either. But I do think that there's ultimately a better relationship for you in your future. But I don't see you getting back together with the ex-boyfriend right now.
Okay.
Anything else I can help you with? Or?
No, that's good.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. You're welcome. All right. Like I was saying, another sign, and this is one of the more negative signs of a psychic child, is that they often tend to be moody. And this is because they might not understand everything that they're going through. When I was younger, I didn't understand that other people didn't know what was going to happen, and I didn't understand that other people didn't interpret other people's feelings without being told, because it was so natural to just know what everyone was thinking and what everyone was feeling in my family. So it was very emotional, and I often would take it out on those around me, or my feelings would get hurt if I felt like I'd been lied to. So a lot of children are normally moody, but it definitely is one of the signs of a hypersensitive or a psychic child. And so that's that's the excuse I use to my mom when she complains about how crazy I was as a child.
Michael, we have another lady named Anna Puna.
Okay, great.
Shall I put her on?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Did you have a question or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know what's going to happen in the next month.
Okay, anything specific or?
Nothing specific, but what's going to happen? I just want to know.
Just anything that's going to happen in the next month?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I actually think that this month for you is really sort of a transition, because I feel like the last year has been kind of hard for you in a lot of different ways, personally, and I feel like you've just been through a lot, and I feel like it all sort of came to a head. And I feel like right now, really, this month for you is about transition, and I feel like you're moving to a more spiritual place and a place of more clarity and clearness, because I feel like you do have a lot of people around you who really do love you and who really do care about you. And I feel like you've sort of lost that feeling in the past, And so I think right now, really what the focus should be is just reassessing a lot of your beliefs and sort of figuring out, exactly who you are and where you're going, because I feel like your priorities have shifted a lot. And I also think that within the next year, you're going to get involved doing some volunteer work with children. And I think that would be definitely positive, because a lot of times you have a lot of extra energy, and so I really like to see you channeling that into something more positive. But I do feel like that after this month, your life, things get significantly better, because I feel like you're more focused on exactly what you want and where you're going.
Okay.
Anything else? Or? Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and if you do want to call in and get a free live on-air reading with me, if you're in the United States, you can call toll-free. It's 1-888-268-4313. Or if you're an international caller, it's 281-419-7697. And call in anytime, and we'll put you through. And, you can either ask me a question, just ask me if I pick anything up for you. Like I said, you can call in anytime or in the next hour. Another sign of a psychic child is they tend to be slightly arrogant. The reason for this is because, as I said before, they do a lot of times will know what's going to happen. And I feel that, especially as the child, I was... I didn't know what happened. It made me feel like I had an edge over other children, and so I would become very arrogant.
Michael, we have another individual named Aludu.
Okay, great.
I'll put him through.
Sounds good. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay, very good. Nice for getting connected to you. I'm very happy. Okay.
Thank you. Did you have a question? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I get succeed in business?
Can you say that one more time?
Can I get succeed in business?
Can you succeed in business?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that right now, for the next year, it's going to be sort of a struggle because I feel like you still have a lot of hard work to do and a lot of experience to gain. But I do actually think that in 2 years from now, I feel like you're going to eventually start working for yourself and starting your own business, because I feel like it's not that you're disobedient to a boss. It's just you're more comfortable when you're calling the shots. And so I do feel that in 2 years you actually get you actually own your own business. And I do feel like that's successful. Now, not to say there's no ups and downs, but I do think that in 5 years that you're pretty financially stable and secure and a lot more where you want to be. I think you're just getting a little impatient now, but because there still is some experience and still some things that I feel you have to learn before you're ready to dive in. But I do think eventually, yes, you're going to be working for yourself in your own business, and I do think it's going to be successful.
Can I get the internship now? I'm studying right now. Can I get an internship?
Can you get an internship? Yeah. I think that you will have an internship secured before the end of the year. And like I said, that's going to be part of the experience building for eventually getting your own business, you know, so really try to soak up a lot from
The studies, can I get the internship in the studies, in the middle of my studies? I'm doing my master's now.
Yeah. No, I think you're going to get it in the middle.
Okay. How is my job position?
Okay. What was that?
My job position. Job situation after my studies.
Well, I mean, I think that financially right now you're not where you'd like to be eventually. And so I do think, like I said, in 5 years that in terms of your job situation, you're a lot happier. But I do feel like the next year is really going to be kind of rocky because I don't feel like you're going to be as happy in your work as you'd like to be or as you will eventually be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Can I know about my life partner?
Yeah. I think that you haven't met them. I don't think that you're going to meet them for another year, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to know it. I think you're going to have a really close connection almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Michael, very much.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Any words from your side? Any advice for me?
My website?
You have advice for me.
Mm-hmm. It's www.psychicmichael.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, goodbye. All right, back on track. So a lot of times younger psychics will be a little bit of arrogant, and it's important to remember that there are no universal experiences that every psychic or every empath or every medium or every sensitive or every intuitive experiences. So it's important to remember that psychic ability does develop at any age. Well, it's something I've had my entire life. I didn't have my first concrete experience until I was 12. And when I was 12, I had a disturbing vision about someone that I just met living in a house with no food and with a parent who did drugs. And that's extremely hard for me to deal with at 12 years old because I had been rather sheltered. So to be faced with such a horrifying vision is something that I think a lot of young psychics have trouble dealing with. So it's definitely something to be aware of if you do have a younger child who is psychic. If you do have a child as psychic or you know a younger person who is experiencing psychic abilities, there's a lot of different ways that I recommend handling it. The first is to never discount anyone's experiences. I think so often we just discount children's experiences as imagination or as child's play, when a lot of times they are having legitimate experiences. Now, does this mean children never, this is not to say that children never make up stories, but it is to say that it's important to take children seriously. And one of the problems that I have had is people not taking me seriously, and it does make you feel a little isolated. And I grew up in a psychic family. So also, never make your child or any child with psychic ability feel strange or feel weird or out of place. Like I said, while my mother is a psychic and my little brother is a psychic and my grandma is a psychic, I still hid from my ability because it did make me feel out of place, strange, and not like other children. And so it took me a long time to come to terms with my ability and how my ability worked. So if you do have a child who's psychic, I strongly encourage you to talk about it with the child and to work through the experiences and really understand what they're going through.
Michael, we have an April from Alberta, Canada.
Great.
Okay, I'll put her through.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Good to speak with you. Did you have a question?
Yes. Okay. I just started dating this guy not too long ago, and I just wanted to know if you got anything off that and see.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty cool guy in the sense that I feel like he's appealing to a different side of you, almost a more sensitive, romantic side. I think he's sort of bringing out really good things about your personality. And I think that, like, even though it is very early in the relationship, it just seems that you click and that you complement each other very well. So I do think he's neat. I do think there's that you don't know a lot about him right now as much as you need to. So what I would suggest is really just have, you know, some really deep conversations. I know you've had a few, but really start to uncover things, because I feel like there are things in his past that could impair the relationship. I do feel he's been hurt, and I feel there's also some family issues that could lead to, you know, a lack of communication and stuff like that, but nothing that you can't work through. I do think it has a it's on the road to having a very solid foundation.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. And like I said, if you would like to call in, the number is 1-888-268-4313. That's toll-free if you're in the United States. Or if you're an international caller, it's 281-419-7697.
Michael,
mm-hmm.
We have an individual named Greg.
Greg? Okay, great.
I'll put him through.
Awesome. Greg? Greg, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Did you have a question or...
Kind of curious of what the outlooks look like for myself.
Anything in particular, or?
Romantically as well as work.
Okay.
Related.
Sure. In terms of work and romance, I think that during the next year, and this would be midsummer. The middle of next year, rather, so the summer area. I do think that you're just gonna sort of what you want personally and what you want professionally sort of changes and supercharges. And I think that you really next summer make a lot of commitments to just sort of reassess your priorities and really change your direction. Because I do think that you sort of stay in the same line of work that you're in now, but I think eventually you start doing some more independent projects and just sort of and eventually I think that you. Get into doing some own some business-related things just for yourself. And I also think that you even get involved in doing a little bit with the paranormal just as a hobby. And I don't know if you do that now, but just reading about it and sort of, you know, doing a little bit of investigating on your own, a little bit of private detective work on your own in terms of the paranormal.
Okay.
And in terms of romance, it feels like, I don't know if you're with anyone right now, but it does feel like what you want in terms of a relationship changes almost 100% next summer. And so because I do think that that's when you get involved with someone different.
Thank you.
Yep.
As far as career-wise, you see me doing the same thing as this next year as well, you're saying? Other than you mentioned taking off on some personal endeavors as well.
Yeah, I do actually see you sort of in the same line of work through the next year.
Okay, well, thank you much. That
thank you for
sounds
calling
pretty
in.
Optimistic. Okay,
thanks
bye-bye.
For listening. All right, busy tonight. Always encourage your child to tell you and talk about every psychic experience that they have. Talking about psychic experiences is key to growth. I can't tell you how much I improved when I became open with my experiences and willing to share and explain them to my friends and family. Don't get frustrated with a child if they can't tell you everything that they're feeling or everything that happens to them, but always let them know that you're there to listen. It's also important to try and validate.
Michael, we have a Sean from Alberta. Would you like to take the call?
Definitely, yes.
All right, I'll put him through.
Okay. Sean?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Did you have a question? Or?
I just want to know my outlook or what it's going to be on life and that.
Any particular area or?
Just, you know, anything and everything with maybe love or anything like that kind of stuff.
Sure. I think, well, first of all, I would say is that I think actually in terms of your circle of friends, I think that there is definitely a rough period coming up. in toward the end of November, because I feel like there are some people around you that you can't, and this would be friends around you that I feel like they're a little gossipy, and I feel like you can't trust them as much, because I do feel you are a nice person, and I think people at times take advantage of that. And so I do think that there's definitely a rough period in terms of your inner circle of friends coming up. So I would watch out for that, because I think it's just a lot of petty bickering, and I think it's a lot of just sort of mean-spiritedness around you in terms of your personal relationships right now. So I would recommend really evaluating the people that you hang out with, really the people in your close circle, and make sure that you're comfortable and you feel all of those relationships are solid, because I just feel that there is a tendency for you to be a little bit, too, I don't know if this sounds, but a little bit too trusting sometimes. So I would watch out. I would watch out for that. In terms of romance, I actually don't see any major changes in your situation for at least 6 months.
Okay.
And so I don't know if that's good or bad news, but I just don't feel like right now is the best time to be in something super committed for you. But like I said, I don't really see any particular changes right now in terms of romance. But I do, I would definitely watch out for sort of the inner circle of friends, because I think there's just definitely some fighting coming up around it. And I also think that, and I think eventually too, I don't know what you do in terms of your career, but it feels like to me, toward the end of next year, that you get into doing some more type of natural healing work. And so, yeah, I would just keep an eye out for that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye. If you'd like to call in and get a free on-air reading with me, as so many people have already done tonight, you can call toll-free. It's 1-888-268-4313. If you're in the United States, that's toll-free. If you're an international caller, the number is 281-419-7697. It's also important to help your children validate their predictions. Praise them when they do it.
We have a Greg online from Newfoundland.
Greg?
Okay. Yep, I'll put him through.
Sounds good. Greg?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
Doing really well. Did you have a question?
No, just a general reading.
Anything specific or...
I
usually like
wise?
To do a question on the air.
Okay.
An area, career, love.
Maybe something career-wise or financial-wise?
Okay. In terms of your career, I actually think that, and this would be in 7 months, is that you start doing some writing, and I think that within the next 12 months you start actually doing some publishing.
Okay.
And it feels like a lot of this related to your own experiences that you've had in your life. So I really would, for you, and I know that you don't do this professionally, but just start sort of keeping a journal of your experiences and start planning them. And really, I would just take the chance and try to write, because I do think you have some talent, and I do think you actually have a lot of different experiences that people could gain a lot of insight from and that you could really help people with. I also think that you really need to manage your stress a little bit better. Because I feel like there are eventually, like, some stress-related illnesses connected to you. And I don't know if you're experiencing any of the symptoms yet, but this would be things like not being able to sleep, like a sensitive stomach and headache. Because I do feel that there are that there is going to be a stress increase for you over the next 2 months. So really, I would work to manage it and get it under control, because I do see some, like I said, stress-related health problems if you don't take care of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else or?
Anything love-wise, maybe.
Okay, are you with someone right now?
No.
Okay. I think that you're going to meet someone in 4 months, and I think that it's going to be a really solid relationship, and I think it's going to be a lot more stable, because I feel like you've sort of been involved with some people in the past who have been flighty and who don't really know what they're looking for, and I feel like you're sort of getting to a point in the life in your life where you do know what you want, and you, you know, for once are actually sure about where you want to go and what you want in a relationship. So I do think that you meet someone in 4 months, and I feel like you meet them shopping.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. As I was saying, be sure to validate your children's predictions. Many children tell stories of their past lives, and it is possible through research to
validate these things. And it's an amazing experience when you can validate a psychic prediction that a young child has made. Not only will it help you to trust their abilities, but will also help them to trust it. And self-doubt is a problem that many psychics and many mediums have to deal with, simply because we are told every day that what we do isn't real and that what we do isn't possible. So be sure to praise your child. Also encourage your child to develop their psychic abilities and push themselves. My mother always told me that it was important to be specific in my predictions, and she really pushed me to be accurate and to be kind and compassionate. So really talk to your child about how they can help advance their psychic abilities. One thing that I like to do with my little brother is to play psychic games. What you can do is hide something in the house, or when an object goes missing, ask your psychic child if they can find it. Even if
Michael, we have Rebecca. She actually lives in Houston, was moved from Long Island, New York. Would you like me to put her on?
Yes, I would.
One moment, I'll put her through.
Okay. Rebecca?
Yes?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pretty well. Did you have a question? Or?
Yes, I was wondering about my brother. He's been having some issues lately, and I was wondering if you could give me any insight to his
About
situation.
The brother?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you said brother or mother, so I did. Two different things, so. First off, I think it's not anything major. I just feel like he's sort of at a period where he feels down a lot of the time. I feel like he's not using his resources in terms of his friends and his family and really talking about a lot of things that are bothering him. And so I feel like people in the family only know the bare minimum of really what he's going through. So what I would do, and I know he can be a little tight-lipped at times, is just really encourage him to talk and encourage him to explain everything that he's going through. Because I do feel like he's in sort of a rough period. Now, that said, I do think he emerges on top of the situation. I just feel like it's going to take about 3 months before this all resolves itself.
Okay.
And I feel, too, that when things don't go well for him, he has this tendency to sort of cut himself off and isolate himself. And so really encourage him not to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Oh, and have a great evening.
You too.
Bye.
If you'd like to arrange a personal reading with me, my website is www.psychicmichael.com. All the information about how I do readings is there. I developed my own four-pronged approach to doing readings, and that's all explained on my website, psychicmichael.com. And from there, you can arrange a private consultation with me. I do group readings, personal appearances, public speaking events, pretty much anything you can think of. So be sure to check out my website. Send me an email if you have any comments or questions about this show or questions about my website. My email is michael@psychicmichael.com. If you, like I was saying, do play psychic games with your psychic children, it's fun for you, it's fun for them. Even if they get it wrong, it still helps them really push and advance their abilities. And so, and it lets them know that being a psychic isn't always serious and can be fun. It reminds us to laugh at ourselves a little bit. When your child gets old enough, you may want to look into meditation techniques that you can do together. And meditation doesn't have to be long. A meditation can be 5 minutes. I think people think you have to lock yourself up in a room for 3 hours and sit in uncomfortable positions, and it's just not true. There's a lot of great books out there right now. Also, if you have a psychic child, read everything that you can. Read books about other psychics and their experiences and other mediums and what they went through. It'll give you a lot of insight on what your child is going through. And most of us have had psychic experiences in our lives, so be sure to talk about those and share those with your psychic child. There's also a lot of problems that can go along with having a psychic child, and I'd like to discuss some of those. The first is that not all psychic visions or psychic feelings are age-appropriate. As I mentioned before, when I was 12 years old, I was having visions of a drug addict, and it was extremely hard for me to deal with. So be sure to talk and explain to your child, because it can contribute to feelings of sadness within a younger psychic. Explain to them that it's not coming from them, it's coming through them. Another problem is that that psychic children tend, in some instances, can isolate themselves. the reason for this is just because they might be feeling other people's emotions, or their feelings might get hurt if they know things and they know that people are lying to them. Or like I said before, if they simply feel too crowded by too much energy around them. So really, and this is why helping them encourage and hone their abilities will really make them better equipped to deal with their gift. And explain to them that it is normal. Like I said, I felt so strange.
Michael, we have a Doug online.
A Doug, okay.
I'll put him through.
Thank you. Doug?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, there's really only a couple of questions I have.
Okay.
I guess one, and it's, you know, it seems like everybody's got the same question, but really a love life.
Mm-hmm.
And the second, you know, is everything going in respect? Everything seems to be kind of a union for me, but is there anything unexpected, out of the ordinary going to happen to me in, let's say, business or something in the next year?
Well, I think unexpected in the sense that I think business is going to get a lot better in the next year, and so maybe you are expecting that, I don't know. But I don't see anything tragic. I also feel like you sort of have worked really hard to get this stable, grounded personality. So I feel like you handle tragedies a lot better than most people. So I feel like even if there were something unexpected, that's just sort of where you are in your life right now, is that you're really well-equipped emotionally and personally to deal with those situations. But I don't actually see. I actually think next year is going to be a pretty decent year for you. I think, and like I said, I do think business is going to get a lot better, especially in the middle to end of next year, which is good. And then... In terms of love, are you with someone right now?
No.
Okay. Oh, sorry, no. I'm
not
either.
It's so low for, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're gonna meet anyone through this year. I feel like the next relationship that you get in is really fun and really uplifting, and I feel like that happens in February, around Valentine's Day.
Hmm.
But yeah, and I feel like you're just and I don't know anyone that you know right now. I feel like they have lighter hair and lighter eyes.
It's interesting how there's a lot of things. Almost everything you say I can equate to in timelines.
Uh-huh.
So it's remarkable. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I appreciate the opportunity to call in. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
And you too.
All right, and we only have about. We have about 10 minutes left, so if you want to call in, I'll give you the number one more time. It's 1-888-268-4313 if you're in the United States. And for international callers, it's 281-419-7697. Call in and get a couple questions answered from me. If you missed me on the show, check out my website, again, psychicmichael.com, to get a personal reading. Another problem that psychic children have, and I've alluded to this before, is that their feelings can often get hurt. My friends know never to lie to me because I always know. And my feelings do end up getting hurt if they're lying to me and I do know it. So that is one problem. And so for psychic children, the only solution is just to choose your friends very wisely so that your feelings aren't getting hurt. And also being open about your gift will let people know that they can always be honest and truthful with you without judgment. Another kind of annoying problem is that psychic children have a tendency to discover family secrets that they may not want known. This is, again, why honesty is important, because you don't want to have to have your child, you don't want to have your child going through the family's dirty laundry. So again, it just goes back to the really talking to your children. It's a really interesting phenomenon since psychics have become more accepted and more legitimate. Families all over the world and everyone of the globe have been experiencing more and more children. And I think it's just because I don't think it's that there's a net increase. I think it's because people are more willing to talk about it. As I said, I'll tell you a little bit about my family. All of our psychic gifts are different. My mother is very intuitive and very good at predicting the future and very good at getting dates. But she doesn't see ghosts or spirits like my brother and I both do. So our gifts are all different. And my sister isn't psychic at all, which she doesn't feel excluded. She feels like she's the only normal one in the family, as she jokes about it. But
it's important to remember, and the reason I'm telling you that our gifts are all different is because dealing with psychic children is not all the same. Like I said, there are no universals. So it's important to remember that just as adult psychic gifts all change, so do psychic children. So there's no guidebook, there's no 100% proof, you know, foolproof approach that you can take when dealing with psychic children. So it's important to really be open-minded and really let yourself adapt to the situation and remain malleable and remain fluid in your relationships with your psychic children. And this is, again, why it is just, and I can't stress this enough, why it's just so important to foster an environment of openness. One of the biggest problems I've had as a young psychic is just getting people to trust me and gaining legitimacy. And I think this goes back to a cultural trend in our society, which is not to trust children because they haven't had as much experience or they haven't had as much education or they haven't had as many jobs. So we don't trust them enough. And I think this is why it's important to tell your children that it's okay to prove yourself to someone. And what's really going to embolden your children to have the confidence to do this is creating and fostering an environment that's conducive to psychic ability and that's conducive to psychic development, which are what all these tips are designed to help you to do. I think there's a tendency to treat children like they're just making things up, and it's very unfortunate because I think even young children can have very strong psychic experiences and very accurate psychic experiences. And as a young child, I now especially, I've been able to transform my family in some really positive ways through using my gift. So I think it's important to remember that while there are negatives, there's a lot of positives that go along with having the gift. Another problem is that children might not understand what they're seeing, which is important why establishing a support network is so important. The first job I ever had, I was 15 years old, and it was also when I started becoming much more clairaudient or hearing spirits and hearing things in my ear about the future. And it was a scary experience. I would be closing up the store at night and mopping the floors and cleaning by myself, and I would hear, people talking in my ear. And I think my coworker thought I would...
Michael, we have a Sinai online.
Okay.
I'll patch her through.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Michael. This is Sinai.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's nice to talk to you. Did you have a question, or...?
I would like to know about, about my career.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't actually think, what I see you getting into eventually is sort of healthcare type work, and it feels like almost medical planning, and it feels eventually that you do rise to like sort of an administrative position where you do have a lot of people under your control and under your charge. Because I think that eventually, and this feels like within the next 2 to 3 years, that you sort of had this change where you need to feel like you're in an industry where you're really helping a lot of people.
Okay.
So I do think that you actually make a shift in where you're going. And I do feel eventually, too, for you, that there is going to be some writing, but this is long in the future.
There's what?
Hmm. I feel like the writing comes a long time in the future.
Okay.
Like 4 or 5
And
years.
how about my when will I get married?
I think that you're actually gonna get married in 2.5 years.
After 2.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And with whom?
I don't think that you've met the person yet. I feel like they have darker hair and darker eyes, and they're darker complected. I feel like they're about 6 feet tall, and I feel like they have a job in a more corporate setting.
Sorry?
I feel like their job is more like for a corporation and like a corporate setting.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you've met them yet. So.
Okay. I haven't met him yet?
I don't think so.
Oh. So after 2.5 years, I'm going to marry a guy who is 6 feet tall?
Mm-hmm.
And where is he from?
I think he's from around your area.
In my area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And will we be happy?
I think you will be very happy, yes.
Okay, and You said I'll be in medical field, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Medical field as in what?
Well, it feels to me it's not necessarily being a doctor, but
okay.
it's more like the sort of, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of different medical jobs, right? Like, I feel you're more in the, like, health planning.
Health planning,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Type field, so.
Okay.
And more working one-on-one with people, helping them to make, you know, the best decisions and stuff.
Okay, and will I be rich?
Oh, I don't know if rich is the right word. Will I be rich is what I don't know. No, I feel like you will be financially secure.
Oh, I won't be?
No, you will be.
Oh, how about my...
I feel like you will be financially stable.
I will be stable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about my boyfriend?
Anything specific or?
Yeah, like, will he be rich?
I don't know. I don't think rich is the right word. I think that he's going to do okay in terms of business. I feel like next year is a better year for him too in terms of money making potential.
Okay. When will I meet him?
I think you'll meet him in 9 months.
In 9 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, then.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
All right, and that's going to be our last caller for the night. We are running out of time. Like I said, before I go, again, if you have a missing person that you're trying to locate or if you know someone who does, please direct them to the Missing Person Project website. It's a great project. We have great people involved. All of our, it's a free service. All of our psychics are internationally known, and they do it purely on a volunteer basis. Our web developer is on a volunteer basis. It really is a wonderful project, and that's missingpersonproject.org. All of the information is there. You can contact us, and we can set you up with one of our psychics to help you work on our case. If you didn't get through tonight, tune in next week. From My Mind to Yours is every Thursday from 8 to 9 Central Time. And if you'd like to arrange a personal reading with me where we can really get in-depth and work through a lot of issues, my website is www.psychicmichael.com. That's also where you can find out when I'll be on the radio next and what events I'll be doing. So thanks for listening tonight, and until next time.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.